Hello and welcome to Heart First with Jess King. I'm Jess King, and today's episode is about something that I've wanted to talk about previously. And well, I imagine I have previous episodes which refer to it, but it feels like the perfect time to talk about the fifth dimension. Perhaps you already know what this is. Perhaps this is something that you're rolling your eyes at, but hopefully not. But it's okay if you are, obviously. It's all good. This stuff is not for everyone. But if you believe in a better, newer world with a foundation that is based on universal love, peace, equality, it's really a magical place which resembles something of a heaven on earth. If you believe in this, or you want to believe, or you're curious about this, then this episode is for you. The fifth dimension it's a new frequency. The earth as a living being is continually, like each of us, evolving, right? We are one. And like every other living being, the earth, we know it from a very basic way in this 3D world we're living in, where emotions are very dense. There is polarity, you know, there's light and dark and this balance. And it's a kind of a difficult place to be. Believe it or not, Earth is the most challenging place to be incarnated on. So each of us is a brave soul. And in my personal opinion, I don't think I fully realized that until a month ago, which I know we're all in a different place with this, so I'm not going to judge myself for that. But I think what's happening now, and obviously it's not just in the Middle East, you know, there's things going on in Sudan and, you know, Congo, Afghanistan, there's, you know, countless things happening, man-made, natural-made disasters. Basically, this world that we're living in, the 3D world as we know it, is a place of where the effects are felt, where we're feeling a lot, we're triggered a lot. There's just a lot, right? And this has been ongoing through, you know, and again, I am not trying to be here speaking as a scientist. I am not a scientist, but I am someone who is very tuned in. And I do work with energy, meditation, read the Akashic Records and do that sort of work. And so there's this kind of inner knowing within me where it's more than a belief. I know this is what's happening and I see and feel and kind of know these things. But wherever you're at with this stuff and you maybe well beyond where I'm at, or it's just, we're all in different places and it's all divine. I think that's the main thing to remember. We are not here to be anywhere else. Like if you're listening to this right now, you're meant to be listening to this right now. Without judgment, without, you know, I'm late, I'm, you know, this stuff, I don't get it. Like it's all good. What we're seeing now kind of will massively escalate is the awareness, right? This things that are just between, of course, social media access. There is so much energy out there, and it's becoming where, for those who are sensitive to it, even if you're not sensitive to it, you're feeling it because we are one at a soul level. So we are feeling the pain, we are feeling anger, sadness, all these different emotions, well, emotions are actually in the fourth dimension, but we're experiencing them as human beings here in 3D. This new earth first of all, I want to recommend a few experts in the field who are pioneers, the first being Dolores Cannon, who I know I've mentioned in previous episodes, but Dolores Cannon, D-O-L-O-R-E-S space Cannon, like Cannonball, C-A-N-N-O-N. If you Google her, she has some great YouTubes. Actually, whoever is running her YouTube page, because she has transitioned. I still feel like she's around. I mean, she is around. Her soul is eternal, but physically she's not here anymore. But her work is becoming more and more known because of the great spiritual awakening that is happening on our planet. but she, Dolores Cannon has great work about it. She began as a hypnotherapist around, I think her work started around 1960, and she began doing hypnotherapy. Initially, hypnotherapy was, you know, also considered very new agey, of course. And people basically did it to stop smoking or to lose weight, things like that. So she started working with clients, and I don't know how soon into her practice, maybe it was a few years, I'm not sure. But as she was giving these hypnotherapy sessions, her client, a client began going into a past life. So she became very curious about that, and she documented. She considered herself a researcher. This stuff was largely ignored by the masses and still is, but less so. It's becoming more and more pulled into our massive consciousness, which is so exciting. So why am I talking about this? Okay, so the soul, each of our souls, which is eternal, which remains, and I hope I did an episode about what happens between life and death. But anyway, that's a whole other thing. Dolores Cannon speaks a lot about 5D. You can look her up on YouTube. Whoever's running her page is currently running live YouTube talks that she gave, because she gave thousands and thousands of talks about this stuff and about the soul, and did tons of work in this field. But the fact that her videos are currently playing 24/7 shows me, and of course, yes, determined thing. She's obviously not here in physical form, but the fact that they're running 24/7 right now for me is also further evidence. Wow, people are, I mean, a few years ago, this stuff was less known when she was giving the talks, you know, 10 years ago plus, there were a lot of people already into it. and many of those people have transitioned and are helping us from the other side. But this fifth dimension, it is a higher frequency Earth. The Earth is moving into, and it's already in the fifth dimension. And we as human beings, for the first time, we are able to be in the third dimension as well as this new Earth, this higher frequency Earth that is based on, the fifth dimension is based on universal love. It is a place when you're there, and chances are you've already been there, you might be there now. When you're there, the easiest, simplest way to describe it, I would say, is you're feeling bliss. You know, the colors are brighter. You're feeling lightness. You're feeling joy. You're not feeling bogged down by the weight and the density of 3D and our emotions. And again, we all know that stuff is just a lot is an understatement right now. But when you're in these, when you're tuned into this higher frequency, you are, it's not that you don't care. You can still observe 3D from 5D. You can observe, but you are grounded in this space of love, peace, a higher frequency is exactly the way it sounds. And it's a wonderful place. It is where we're heading. And what people are open to and believe is where we give our energy, that expands, right? Whatever we focus on, it's a simple law that I don't know who created, but yeah, whatever we focus on expands, right? If you worry about something, you start worrying about it, it can suddenly become bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's hard existing in 3D right now. If you watch the news or you read the paper, and social media, I mean, for one, it's just a lot, right? And it's very easy to get pulled in to what's happening in 3D and what the reality that we're seeing. And for some people, and there are amazing activists out there, and it's so refreshing and inspiring and fabulous to see each of us come into our own. Like, my soul is not here with the same purpose as your soul. Each soul, each person is here to express something unique. So, and some people are not, you know, some people have chosen to stay in the 3D and to stay and to resist the change. And, you know, some part of me feels sad about that, right? You know, why can't we all go, you know? But this is a choice of the soul. And the choice of the soul, and it doesn't mean that person doesn't have the free will to change it, but if the person is totally resistant to this idea and is closed off or has a lot of chakras blocked or past, there's like so many elements here, then their soul might have chosen, you know, to go back, to stay in this 3D and to go back home, you know, to in their own time, in their own way. And that's valid and that's beautiful. And then they'll be in between lives and we'll have another experience. Because we're here as souls to grow. We're here to learn. We're here to, through our relationships, through our life experiences, to evolve and expand. If we're just repeating the same thing every day and we're just going through our routines, we're not growing, we're not evolving. If you're listening to this podcast, I already, you know, clearly that's not you. That's not me. That's not what we're here for. So this fifth dimension, I guess I wanted to talk about it today because I really want to share a message of faith and knowing and trust, and that this is something very real, and it will become more and more clear, and the chaos in 3D is not going anywhere anytime soon. So the sooner we can come to this understanding and belief and share that with people around us, people close to us. Again, it's not going to be everyone. It's not going to be the masses for sure. It's going to be the minority by a lot. But the more we tune into that vibration, and that's going to look different for everyone. And some people are going to be, you know, out on the streets, you know, doing. And I'm not saying not to be active in 3D, because we are in 3D. We have this unique opportunity that's never happened before, where humans are able to be both in the 3D and the 5D. So I guess the sooner we can recognize this and just keep our awareness and know, it's notice when you're getting pulled back into the heaviness, because again, we are human beings, and I'm not trying to negate the power of the human experience, but imagine us transmuting that heaviness and that pain into love. Imagine each time we are, you know, attacked for expressing ourselves. I mean, there's a lot of attempts at censoring muting right now. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, right? It's happening all over the place. I've experienced it a lot personally for myself, because it's scary to speak up and to speak out and to be more of who you are. And for me, I don't know. I was very active those, again, I don't want to, this is not about politics. These are things happening, and my role is a certain way, and someone else is something different. Some people have been in 5D and they haven't, you know, that's their vibe, and they are holding light and love for the collective, and they're also helping, you know? So I think it's really important at this point that we consciously tune into why we're here. And you don't need to know consciously why you're here. If just you having a good day today, you may be trying to meditate or pray for someone or be kind to a stranger, you know, help someone across the street, like these, hold the door for someone. These acts of kindness have a tremendous effect on our collective, particularly now where there's a greater polarization than we've ever seen. And certainly than we've ever experienced. And it can be very stifling. It can be very, I don't know, I spent the last 3 weeks pretty much like just in a hole of feeling helpless and depressed. And then when I did speak up, you know, a few times on social media, my entire business project, I don't want to say it fell apart. It's falling together. But as a result of my speaking up, it triggered this extremely unhealed, toxic male, this old power thing in someone else I was working with. And it was a little wild. Like I was shaking and it was a little wild, and it shifted, but it also allowed me to put things in perspective in the way that the type of person I want to be is, I don't want to dim my light anymore. And I don't want to not speak up because I'm afraid or because it makes people uncomfortable. And I don't have all the answers, but I'm doing my best and I'm committed to doing my best and evolving. And some people are not okay with that. And yeah, it's been a lot, just to say personally, it's been a lot for me too. And I'm saying that from a place across the world, and at least from, you know, the Middle East, there's things going on everywhere in different ways all around us, right? A lot of violence, you don't need to hear all that. You already know that. But that's been my journey, and I know that it's allowing me to step into my power and for me to embrace more of my divine feminine and to continue to be compassionate, but to also detach with love from what is not serving me in a space of grace, you know, and a lot of people aren't able to do that right now. So the more we can do that, the less reactive we are to people who are responding in a volatile and a violent kind of way, or trying to assert their power over other people or trying to keep us quiet. And I'm saying us, but I really mean anyone. Those things will continue to happen, but may they allow us to step into our newest version, our more evolved self. And that is where we are going to be tapping into 5D. I feel like I'm there right now as I'm talking to you. I'm definitely receiving angelic support. So thank you, angels, for helping me express myself here. And once again, yeah, keep faith, know it's happening. Small things matter. There is no small thing, really. And the most you can do to just take care of yourself, your family, your friends, but prioritize yourself, because healing yourself quietly, maybe you want to be out there protesting, like whatever you're drawn to, the more you can embody who you are, that is activating the energy of love on the planet. So that's what I guess I want to encourage through this episode. Regardless of when you hear it, it will be relevant. This is an ongoing process, and may as many of us as possible, humans, wake up and come together as a one world family. We can feel differently, have, you know, unique perspectives. But just know that when someone is attacking or coming from that space, it's really about their own, their journey, what they, you know, haven't been working on or is deeply unhealed within them. And just protect your energy. There are various prayers you can do for this that are very quick. I'm going to keep this episode short. I will make another episode about that. And I think I did one about prayer before. But certainly go where you're led. Nothing that I can say is going to resonate with every single person, but allow it to awaken something within you to lead you to a path that aligns with your soul and what works for you. Because what works for everyone can be unique, and that's beautiful, and that's important. And that's like so important right now, that we don't follow anyone's, you know, rule unless it resonates for us. It's not a rule, but advice even. And just open yourself up to new possibilities, to a better future. Because the future is love. And the future is happening now. We're creating it. So may we do so in the most beautiful, kind, loving, peaceful way possible. Anyway, that's all for today. Thank you for listening. Once again, I'm Jess King. This is Heart First with Jess King. Thank you for being here. And I so look forward to sharing new music with you in 2024. I cannot even express in words how excited I am for this new year and this new time, and to be here sharing this journey with you. With so many blessings and infinite love. Until next time. Bye.